Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
The owners of a pop-up Philly ice cream brand that gained a lot of momentum through the pandemic have now signed a lease on a brick-and-mortar building from which to sell their ice cream.
Oh, this space chose us.
And they say they won't forget the support they had that made it possible for them to grow their following.
We were just so welcomed into the pop-up food scene here in Philly, and we kind of want to pay that forward and invite other people to come pop up with us now that we have shops for that.
Stay tuned to find out who I'm talking about, where they're located, and when you'll be able to get a scoop from their store.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at 1439 East Passyunk Avenue with the Milk John crew. We have Amy Wilson, founder and co-owner, with Ryan Miller and Catherine Sanderson. And we're standing on the corner of Passyunk Avenue and Dickinson Street at their brand new corner shop, which is empty right now, but expected to open when, Amy?
In spring 2022.
So you just got this brick and mortar after how much time?
Well,
it's been a couple of years.
It's been a couple of years, yes. This was always the goal, is to have a shop.
So the idea started in 2018?
Yes, in around September 2018, Ryan and I started meeting to discuss starting an ice cream shop and how to go about doing that and planning flavors and all that really exciting stuff.
And then the pandemic happened and you started working in Fishtown, Kensington?
Kensington, right. We leased a space and we moved into the space about a week before the shutdown. So that was an interesting time period. We got going and, you know, it actually was a quiet time that we worked on recipes and that sort of thing. And then we were able to really get going when things started opening up again in May and June of that year.
So how did you choose then this location when you were like, okay, we need a brick and mortar. Where are we going to look in the city?
Oh, this space chose us. So we're right next to Essen Bakery. We had a pop-up at Essen in October of 2020, and the shop was empty at that time, the shop we just leased. And we were looking in the window saying, oh, this might be a good spot, but we never really pursued it. And then I just happened to find out from the owner of Essen, the landlord's name, and she connected me. This was a few months later, and it was available, and so we leased it.
And you were like, this is our spot now.
Yes, it's perfect.
So what do you think about this East Passyunk Avenue business district? It's a very active kind of business community.
Yes, definitely. It seems like such a great group to be a part of. I'm really excited.
All right, so, and what have the two of you been doing, Catherine and Ryan, as you're like preparing to get into this brick and mortar?
I'll just take any
orders from Amy that she has for me at any moment. But I know Ryan is doing a lot of the prep and really involved in what is needed in the kitchen and as we prepare for the big move.
So Ryan, do you still have the Kensington kitchen, or like what happens with that now that you have this brick and mortar?
We do still have the Kensington kitchen. We are full operation right now, but we are in the process of trying to build out our new production location, which is a few blocks down the street. And as soon as that happens, we can move on over and start producing ice cream in South Philly.
So a few blocks down the street from here?
Yes, from here, from this location.
So you bring all your stuff, and what does that look like?
Oh, man, I don't know yet. I think it's going to be a lot, but it's okay. It's for the better. And the best part is that, like I said, we're only a few blocks away, which is going to be perfect for us transporting ice cream and making sure that our scoop shop stays full of ice cream for our customers.
So you have this giant kitchen a few blocks away, and you just bring all the stuff?
Yep. That's what we do. That's correct, yeah.
So you do a lot of making the ice cream?
Yes.
What is that process like?
Depends on the flavor. Sometimes it's very simple, like a vanilla. It's just basically we just make the flavor and spin the ice cream and pine it. But then other flavors tend to be more involved. Best example I can think of, our holiday flavor right now, is cinnamon cookie John. That base needs to be made from scratch pretty much. And then we got to bake the cookies, and then they get cut, and then they get incorporated into our ice cream. Then it's pinted. So it really depends on what flavor we're making, on how intense the process is.
So about how much time does it take you to make how much time for the process? Is it a couple of days, or is it like a day's work?
Like I said, it depends on the flavor. So like the vanilla is pretty much, we mix our vanilla extract into our base, our sweet cream base, and it's pretty much 12 minutes runtime in the machine, and we pint, blast freeze our ice cream, and package it up and put it away until we sell it. Other flavors like our Earl Grey, that gets steeped overnight. That takes at least one day to pull the flavor out of the tea. We also make honeycomb candy for that flavor. That's a little bit of a process. Other flavors like our caramel apple pie, that's more of a process because we have to cook the apples down. We have to peel, slice, cook the apples down, add all the cinnamon, the sugar. The pie crust needs to be baked. Spin that ice cream the following day, incorporate the pie crust. We need to make caramel for that flavor. So it really depends on the flavor that we're making.
You've been doing a lot of pop-ups, and you've been working out of kind of nothing because you didn't have like a brick and mortar. But people have still been buying your ice cream. What have you learned about what people like?
A lot of people really like the classics, the tried and true classics, like milk and cookies, vanilla, chocolate peanut butter. Earl Grey, surprisingly, sells really well. Our lemon curd with blueberry basil swirl, that's a heavy hitter. And our holiday flavors, people seem to ask, like I mentioned earlier, the cinnamon cookie John. We have that during the holidays. And last year we stopped it at the end of the holidays, and people were like, where's the cinnamon cookie John? We want that back. So I don't know. We're talking about maybe bringing some Christmas flavors back during the summer.
You got to listen to your people.
Yes, that's right.
What kind of requests have you gotten, or feedback have you gotten that has helped you now with your store? Like, are there things, are people saying like, oh, we want, you know, non-dairy or whatever?
We have one vegan flavor that we really like mastered. It's our vegan mango sticky rice. The vegans love that flavor, and they've been requesting more vegan flavors. So we're in the process of experimenting with new vegan flavors at the moment. That's the big request.
And what makes a good base for a vegan flavor if it's not milk or cream?
Coconut milk. Coconut milk, coconut cream, safflower oil.
Amy and Catherine, what have the two of you learned through the pop-ups from your customers?
I was going to say, the one thing I've learned is that you can never make somebody unhappy with ice cream. But in terms of requests, what do you think, Aim?
I think what Ryan said, just about how people get excited about trying different things, but then at the end of the day, they come back to, you know, the most comforting and the most familiar for them. And honestly, like, it changes for each different person too. So, you know, sometimes we feel like we're making so many flavors. We make like about 16 or so at a time. But if we try to get rid of one or two, you know, people, they complain. They're like, wait, you took away my favorite. So, you know, it's hard to make decisions like that. So
you have to make them all.
Right. So that's where we're excited to have a shop, because then we can offer so many at one time.
So what are your plans with this shop? Like, do you have the design all laid out?
We do. We've been working with an architect and have everything ready to go. So there's not a ton of space. So it's basically going to be the counter with the dip well, and people will come in and order the ice cream, and then a checkout counter. And then we'll have like maybe one or two merchandiser freezers to buy pints. We're lucky in that we're going to have the shop around the corner that's production, because that also has a pickup window. It's a really great pickup window. So we'll be able to have ice cream cakes and things things there you can order and pick up there. And then we may end up using the window as kind of like an experimental, like do some fun, like kind of pop-ups, keep that pop-up spirit alive by like, we could do all sorts of experimental fun desserts like ice cream pops or milkshakes or ice cream tacos or something, you know, and just come up with fun stuff and just, you know, advertise we're doing that. And we're also thinking about inviting other people to come pop up as well, you know, like maybe other bakeries or whatever. You know, we were just so welcomed into the pop-up food scene here in Philly, and we kind of want to pay that forward and invite other people to come pop up with us now that we have shops for that.
How important was that for you to have other hospitable business owners?
Oh my God, we couldn't have done it without those people. We're so grateful that they reached out to us and invited us. And that's how we reconnected into the food scene. It was great.
That's how you kind of organically grassroots built your following.
Yes, absolutely.
Otherwise, there would have been no place to go March 2020. And we're really grateful for them welcoming us in.
Right, because you needed a store. You couldn't just do it on the street.
Yeah, and that was our way for people to get to know things and to try our ice cream and to know the brand better.
Can you describe your grassroots following? Like, how did you build it up?
Well, when we started doing this, when the pandemic started, everybody was locked in their houses, and we were making pints of ice cream, and we would pull together this weekly order, and we would deliver our pints. Like, I would drive around, Amy would drive around. I don't know if...
I stuck ice cream on my backpack and was texting my friends and seeing who I could deliver it to. I mean, we figured out a way. But yeah, we would just hop in the car and for 7-8 hours, we would deliver ice cream and map it out across the city. And
it started out with the people that you know?
Yeah, it started with the people, friends and family, but then it really spread to, the word spread, and we were just bringing the ice cream to people's houses where they were locked in their houses, and they were so excited to get our ice cream. Because, I mean, what's better to do when you're locked in your house is to eat and be merry.
During quarantine, too.
Yeah. The one day that kind of hit me hard was Valentine's Day, where it was 20 degrees outside, and we had our longest line down the street. And it was really just people looking for something to do during that time.
What a kind of moment in time.
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing to see the lines grow each week and, you know, to be welcomed in by these businesses. And that was really how we were able to build our brand, by being welcomed in by their following as well.
So every weekend a pop-up?
Every weekend a pop-up. Yeah.
So, like, how are you going to, you said you wanted to help other small businesses?
Yeah, I think it would be just so much fun to invite others to come pop up at this window that we have and share the love.
So sweet. So what are your expectations for, what is this going to be called? Just Milk John?
Yes.
And then the kitchen space, is that also going to be called Milk John, or like Milk John pop-up window? Or
Maybe Milk John Annex. I don't know. We haven't really thought about it yet.
And then this will be open in the spring. So spring is like March, April.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what we're hoping for.
So that'll be like a full year. No, 2 years. Pandemic. Oh my gosh. What year are we in? Because you started in March of 2020. Yeah, 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Our first pop-up, I believe, was in June, though, of 2020. We just did delivery before then.
So it'll be like a 2 year process plus those other planning years.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What are your expectations from your brick and mortar?
Expectations? The South Philly people to embrace us, and we would love to get to know the neighbors. We would love to spread the love with our ice cream, and we would love to meet new people and new customers.
So what happens now? So you're in the process of building out the store, and you're going to be moving your kitchen to South Philly soon. And like, are you still doing pop-ups, or are you still selling ice cream?
Yes, on top of, you know, building out the shop and setting up the new production facility, you know, we're still running the business. We still have ice cream to make and to sell. So we're going to be at that every day.
What's your website?
Our website is www.milkjohn.com.
And is there anything else you want people to know about what makes your ice cream unique?
We really focus on making each flavor the best it can possibly be. We get the best milk and cream, and then we take time with our flavors. You know, we don't just like kind of throw things in it and then churn it all up. We like really trying to figure out what the best flavor experience will be.
What's the process to come up with a new flavor? How long does that take you? What's that development like?
It really depends. A lot of it is just something, you know, maybe I'll be in the grocery store and I'm like, oh, that seems like an interesting flavor, or maybe a flavor from my childhood, or just, you know, I don't know, playing around. It's a lot of fun.
All right, Amy, do you want to mention your ice cream accolades?
Oh, really? recently we were awarded Best New Flavor in the Northeast for our Earl Grey with Honeycomb, and also second best in the country, and that was from the North American Ice Cream Association.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
Amy Wilson is founder and co-owner of Milk John with Ryan Miller and Catherine Sanderson, and Milk John is coming to a brick and mortar near you, 1439 East Passyunk Avenue, which is a corner spot here on Passyunk Avenue and Dickinson Street. Congratulations on your lease. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.